It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mr. Steve Pay. He is the director of the Dramatic Arts Department at Carbon High School. And you know what? It has been over a year since they were on the stage, and they've got a event that they've put together just for us. It's free of charge, and we're going to talk all about it. It is a night of theater. Mr. Pay, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Anytime you want to come in and talk theater, or anytime you want to do anything with schools, we're all gung-ho about that.
Wonderful.
So we were just discussing off the air, you haven't been on stage since March of last year. You've done nothing on the stage there. You haven't been able to.
That is correct. We thought about doing a show this year, and we put it off and put it off, and finally got to the point where we said, we just can't, with all the things to make it work. And we just said, we'll just take this year off and come back with a vengeance next year.
And hope for the best. Now, I'm sure that at the start of the school year that's coming to a close now, you had a lot of kids that were itching to get on stage and itching to do things and things like that. What kind of kept them going, do you think? What do you think motivated them?
We had a lot of fun in our classes. We just tried our hardest, and yes, we did. For the first couple of months, it was really sad. Those kids just struggled. And I kind of kept the carrot out in front of them and said, well, let's, instead of doing a musical in November, we'll do it in February. And then I said, let's do it in May. By the time we got to the point where I said we can't do it, we were busy into our region and state festival preparations. So they still got to perform. It just wasn't in front of the public like they normally do at the big shows.
And so this is going to be, it sounds like a lot of fun. Once again, it's called A Night of Theater, May 10th on the main stage at the high school. And you've got a couple of different things that are going on in there. So let's talk about that. You're going to do the one act that you took to region, and then you're going to do like a medley of past musicals. And that was kind of an interesting way you came about that. But let's talk about the one act first, okay?
Okay.
This one is going to be the one act you guys took to region, and you placed third in it, is that
second
correct?
Second place in that.
So let's talk about that one.
The name of the show is called Shootout at Shadow Mountain, and it's a melodrama, and it's about an hour long. It is totally student-run and student-directed. We were going to do it last year when COVID hit, so we couldn't, so we just held it over. And in August and September, my student director recast the show with those, because we had some that graduated. And he put it together, and they started rehearsals. And I said, do you want my help? And he said, no, you come in February. We'll see where we're at. And so I just let him go and came in February and watched it and gave him a couple of pointers. And I said, when do you want me back? And they said, we don't. Just watch when we're ready to go in March. I said, okay. And so I came back in the week before, and they did the set. They did the costumes. They did the props. They did everything and just took it from ground level zero up to second place on their own.
And so you just kind of stood back and watched them go. And that's,
yeah, and that's the purpose of these festivals in my mind. It's not about me. It's about these kids and how I've trained them. And it's fun to watch them excel. We had a student director by the name of Hunter Heath, who is a senior this year, and he just hit the ground running in August and ran his crew and ran everything to make it work.
And it, mostly it's probably because they just wanted to get back out on stage again.
A lot of it is. And it would be a lot of the kids that would be, you know, in our musicals and plays that would be at the forefront of them. But they were just excited to be on stage and performing.
And that's really what matters to them. So you've got the one act. You said that takes about an hour.
Correct.
And then the rest of the program, you said you had a friend that did some work for you, and you kind of did a mashup of the musicals that you guys have done in the past. So which musicals are they in there?
We did. I talked to him in December, and he was really busy because he works at BYU, and he does a lot of orchestrations and composing for them. And I said, I want to mash up with our musical Newsies, kind of his bookends at the beginning, at the end. And in between it, I gave him a list of our musicals that we'd done over the past. And he pulled songs from Music Man, from Joseph, from Crazy for You, Beauty and the Beast. And then he threw a little song in from Wicked, which we obviously haven't done. And then he closed it again with Newsies. And so it's about a 7.5-minute mashup of those songs. And we're in the process of putting that together right now with a little choreography and stuff just to whet the appetite of the people that are out there, to remind them what we did and tell them we're not done yet. We're coming back next year.
And you're going for a November show is what you're kind of
thinking? That's correct. It'll be the same schedule. Unless something really drastic happens, we'll do it the week before Thanksgiving and be ready to go.
All right. So let's talk about all the particulars of this. Once again, it's going to be Monday, May 10th at 7 p.m. on the stage at Carbon High School. Is there a cost to go to this at all?
There's not. This one's it's a free admission. We will accept donations at the door, but you can just come on in and enjoy it. We really just want to give people an opportunity to come and be entertained. I think people are so tired of being stuck at home that we thought, what better way with us going to a low COVID rate here in Carbon, that we could say, let's do something that the people can come and bring their kids to and their families to and just sit and have a good hour or so of fun theater.
And there's still going to be protocols in place because they are at the high school, right?
Correct. But they're not astringent, but there's no limit to how many people can come. We can put as many people as we want. We'll do a little social distancing. And masks will be worn because it's in a public building and in the schools, and that's what the governor's required. But other than that, it should be just a good evening.
All right. Mr. Stephen Pay with the Carbon High School Drama Department. A night of theater coming up on May 10th at 7 p.m. up at the high school. Get out and have some fun. These kids have worked on this. This is what they've been wanting to do all year. And they're finally getting to get out there and do it. Thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this interview or others, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.